KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a winter weather advisory that'll go into effect overnight. Otherwise, clearing skies, upper 30s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, increasing clouds, scattered snow showers overnight in the upper teens. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow likely around 20. We'll see wind gusts at 25. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, scattered snow late, lows around 5. Right now, it's 32.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Senate early this morning approved a budget resolution that will provide a path for President Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package. Republicans, though, first used a series of amendments to force Democrats to take stands on numerous environmental and immigration issues, including a reach of the federal water regulation. During a relatively rare all-night session, the Senate narrowly went on record in favor of protecting a Trump-era rule restricting the jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act. Now, one amendment sponsored by Texas Senator Ted Cruz divided Republicans, was defeated. The budget resolution ultimately passed along party lines 51-50. Vice President Harris cast the deciding vote. Now, the passage of this allows Congress to use the budget reconciliation process to enact a stimulus package with a simple majority in the Senate, bypassing the normal 60-vote threshold that required. Now, one of the quirks of the budget process is that it empowers the minority party to force numerous votes on messaging amendments. The Senate voted 51-49 in favor of preserving a Trump administration navigable waters protection rule, which redefined the waters of the U.S., the wetlands, ponds, streams, and rivers that are regulated under the Clean Water Act. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia joined Republicans in voting in favor of that, which was finalized in 2020. The biofuel amendment was sponsored by Cruz, defeated by a vote of 26-74, called for allowing the issuance of credits or renewable identification numbers or RINs of just 10 cents a gallon for conventional ethanol during the pandemic. Representative Chuck Grassley of Iowa, Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa accused Cruz of hypocrisy, saying he was a free market person trying to interfere with the RIN market. He said it's big oil versus clean burning ethanol. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, as the state of Kansas continues to battle the COVID-19 virus, a student athlete has not only tested positive for the virus, but the lab results show that the student has tested positive for the new variant of the virus coming from the United Kingdom at Fort Hays State University.
We test our student athletes every week. We have surveillance testing across campus for other members of the campus community. Students and members of the campus community can test at our student health center on demand as well.
That was Scott Kaysen, the chief communications officer for Fort Hays State University on Cake News. The university is working closely with the Ellis County Health Department to make a plan at moving forward. The university is also working with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to deploy a mobile testing site right on campus. In other news, newly elected Senator Roger Marshall from the state of Kansas is speaking out against the impeachment proceedings against former President Donald Trump, saying that they shouldn't continue. KWCH News reports that the senator is arguing that the proceedings are unconstitutional because Trump no longer is in office. At American Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you... to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Kansas legislation that would make it a felony for doctors to provide medical treatment to help a transgender youth transition is unlikely to get a hearing. The proposal from the four conservative GOP members of the Kansas House has drawn condemnation from the LGBTQ lawmakers and advocates. It's among measures in more than a dozen state legislatures targeting transgender youth in sports or medical treatment for them. Republican House Health Committee Chair Brenda Landwehr said on Thursday that the measure will probably not have a hearing because the panel has too much other work, such as proposals for modernizing the state's mental health system. In other news, officials with a major Kansas health system says a fast-spreading coronavirus variant first identified in the United Kingdom is probably more widespread in the state than a single confirmed case in Northwest Kansas. The first identified case of the variant came as the number of new COVID-19 cases dropped and with officials focused on distributing vaccines. The state health department announced on Wednesday that it had confirmed the UK variant for the first time in Ellis County. KU health system officials say that there's a chance the variant is also in Kansas City. Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Authorities say a Broken Bow accountant has agreed to turn herself in on theft charges as soon as she's released from a hospital where she's being treated for injuries from a car crash. The Grand Island Independent reports that authorities had been searching for 50-year-old Connie Ulmer to serve an arrest warrant, charging her with four counts of theft. Police suspect Ulmer of stealing more than $45,000 from the Broken Bow Booster Club, of which she had been the treasurer. Investigators say Ulmer, who has an accounting business in Broken Bow, used much of the money stolen to pay for the costs of her child attending the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. If you're not feeling it yet, get ready. You soon will be. The Arctic Express is on the move. In fact, forecasters are calling for sub-freezing temperatures. Some areas may be sub-freezing for as long as up to 10 days. I'm Rick Averett with a look at your Nebraska news on the Mid-America Network.
When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunin and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, Mound Ridge.
Cake First Alert Weather. We're with you every step of the way. From the science.
Freezing drizzle changes over by daybreak to some light snow, light sleet. Sleet we can deal with. Freezing rain is problematic.
To the streets.
You figure it continues to snow like this overnight, road conditions are only going to get worse before they get better by tomorrow morning.
We cover every corner of Cakeland. Looking ahead so you're never left behind. Cake First Alert Weather. Always on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A grand jury has been requested by Gage County prosecutors in the death of Mark Hadley of Wymore, who was found unresponsive December 31st in his jail cell in Beatrice, in custody of the Gage County Sheriff's Office. The 53-year-old was being held on multiple charges, including first-degree sexual assault of a child and incest, and was awaiting hearing. Staff found Hadley, initiated CPR. He was transported to Beatrice Community Hospital, where he was declared dead. The grand jury inquest is being requested by Gage County Attorney Roger Harris. Women in Agriculture Farm Management Educational Series offered through the River Valley Extension District offices begin next week, continuing Thursdays, February 11th through March 25th. Women in the ag industry who would like to advance their business and management skills in becoming more involved in a farming or ranching operation, are encouraged to participate, with class size limited to 15 participants. The 7-week course will be held at the KSDS meeting room in Washington from 5 until 9 p.m. Registration is $50, and details are available through the River Valley Extension District office in Washington County at 325-2121. A retrospective of the artwork created by Martha Sutton will be exhibited at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville through the month of February. The exhibit, There's Always Room for One More, open Saturday, February 6th, running through Sunday, February 28th. The Art Center is free and open to the public Thursdays 4 until 6, Saturdays 10 to 4, and Sundays 1 to 4. Martha Sutton of Blue Rapids passed away this past summer at the age of 91. The exhibit represents over 30 years of her creative talents. Local resident performer Marilyn Rogers of Baileyville was recently recognized by a National Songwriters publication for a song that she developed that's being released by another artist to a national audience this weekend. That song was among the latest in many collaborations, with Marilyn Rogers a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, discussing her experience as a longtime songwriter and performer.
Probably just feeling maybe more comfortable with the music rather than real life, I guess, because that's, I guess I feel comfortable with it and always have done it. I was forced to do it as a child, of course, and I not haven't done it. There have been periods of 15, 20 years that I don't touch it, and then it all comes back, which is where I am right now.
Marilyn Rogers talks about what brings it together during the program, which will air this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
Oh, after putting all my thoughts and feelings into a song and getting said all I want to say and finishing that up with a beautiful melody, and it's just the greatest feeling in the world to know that you've accomplished, you've created something out of air, you know, and it has a good message. Most of my songs, I'm told, are story songs, and they are. I have to tell a story. They have to mean something. They're not just words.
Kim L. Linsenmeyer, age 59, of Beatrice, formerly of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Kim Linsenmeyer. Mildred L. Neiman, age 95, of Hanover, passed away January 31st. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church, Hanover. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8, at the Vance Gertis Funeral Home of Odell, in charge of arrangements for Mildred Neiman. Vivina Strothman, age 97, of Seneca, passed away Tuesday. Mass of Christian burial Monday, 11 a.m., with a rosary at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Vivina Strothman.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a stationary boundary across the central northern parts of the Rockies that's extending into the central east central parts of the Midwest, as well as a large upper level trough. This is going to bring a chance for some flurries across the central parts of the Midwest in some areas. We have a system that's going to bring snow showers across the Midwest late tonight, continuing into tomorrow through Sunday. Some areas could see a little bit of some snow accumulation. Otherwise, Arctic air plunges as we head into the weekend through next week, bringing below average temperatures for this time of year. So across the area, winter weather advisory goes to effect overnight as we'll see snow accumulation 2 to 4 inches late tonight through tomorrow. Otherwise, for this Friday, decreasing clouds in the upper 30s. Like I said, snow late tonight into tomorrow, highs for tomorrow around 20. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, chance of snow late. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Every producer worth his salt knows you're paid to produce. Same in our business. As ag banking experts, we know how to help your operation be successful, how to grow your business, how to produce results. So when you need an ag banking specialist for any reason, talk to us. Like you, we're paid to produce. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living.
Average high temperature early February 44, record high in the state 72. The average low 19, the record low is 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning at 7:30, sunset this evening 5:53.
When it comes to the winter season, we're always looking for a light at the end of the tunnel. We will share one hopeful sign today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our new start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 5th, the 36th day of the year. Baseball's Hammerin' Hank Aaron has a birthday, and the city of Phoenix, Arizona was incorporated on this day in 1881. The winter solstice was a little over 6 weeks ago. Does it seem like the days haven't lengthened much, if at all? It has been slow progress. Along the 40th parallel, it's now 10 hours and 9 seconds between sunrise and sunset, roughly an hour longer than late December. But here's the good news. The rate of change accelerates as the equinox approaches. By mid-month, daytime will be lengthening by about 3 minutes each day at 40 degrees north, even more rapidly at higher latitudes. From here, it will only take 3 weeks to gain another full hour of daylight. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Well, rumor has it there's a big game on Sunday.
It's the Chiefs and Bucks in Super Bowl 55. Old vet Tom Brady versus young star Patrick Mahomes. The pandemic will keep the crowd size down, and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says,
we want our fans to be safe. They need to be smart. They need to wear their PPE. They need to be gathering in small groups.
That was CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan. Goodell speaking yesterday at the commissioner's annual State of the NFL, where he talked about what went right in a season where a whole lot more could have gone wrong. Goodell was joined in the celebration by the union chief, whose job it usually is to fight against him at every level. College hoops, the Jayhawks and the West Virginia Mountaineers Saturday at 1, Texas Tech and the K-State Wildcats Saturday at 3. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Oh, and one more thing. Go Chiefs.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you, so you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
More people around the country watching the Kansas City Chiefs means more eyeballs on the tomahawk chop and the name of the team. Now the team is under new pressure to stop it. It's a controversy Chiefs Kingdom has faced for years, but now drivers on some metro highways can't ignore it. Driving through Kansas City, you can't ignore all the Chiefs-themed billboards, some featuring Patrick Mahomes, others with the Chiefs logo, or even some just in red and yellow. However, two billboards are asking the Chiefs to change. One is off I-70 near the Benton Boulevard exit, another off 103rd and I-435 in KC. Those signs in opposition say, change the name, stop the chop. It's a message the Kansas City Indian Center wants the Chiefs to hear loud and clear. The billboards were paid for with funds from a social justice grant to the Kansas City Indian Center. But for this weekend, let's not change the name, and let's not stop the chop. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Go Chiefs.
Hanover boys defeated Lynn 66-24 in a makeup game Thursday evening. No score on the girls' game preceding. Friday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville back in North Central Kansas League play at Abilene. Girls and boys games live on AM 1570. FM 94.1. Valley Heights tips off at Axtell. Frankfort will host Centralia. Hanover travels to Republic County. Washington County will host Wetmore. Lynn is home to Troy. Marysville girls and boys tip off at Chapman Saturday afternoon. Girls varsity around 2:30. Boys to follow. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Hey there, listeners. Check out what C&K Services has to offer for your automotive needs. Go to www.cktireservice.com for online quotes or stop by 330 South Old Highway 75. C&K Services in Sabetha, established 1994, always looking for cutting-edge technology to keep your car running great.
Ever wondered what $999 could get you at Ashley Home Store in Beatrice? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar, $999. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat, $999. Amana glass top self-cleaning range and over-the-range microwave, $999. 25-foot chest freezer, $999. Or $42 a month for 24 months. And as always, free shipping to your garage or driveway, Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice. See store for details.
This town wanted to help with the war effort however it could. It ended up that its isolation made it a prime location for this. The story of what the Army brought to this Texas panhandle town is today's feature on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
When World War II began, West Texas sent many young men into the armed forces. Residents who remained in the town of Hereford had contacted the Army about what they could do for the war effort. World events soon had the Army coming here to involve the community in an important mission.
after we did invade North Africa in 43. We had POWs for the first time. They brought them, and we had never had POWs since the War of 1812, so we didn't know what we were doing.
Joe Rogers is a local historian, and he says the Army remembered the willingness of the folks in Hereford to help any way they could. Perhaps this could be the home for those captured soldiers from North Africa.
They started looking for places, and there was a list of things they wanted them. They wanted them in the south, kind of below the Mason-Dixon line because of fuel and installation costs, away from the coast, near transportation areas and truck farms for dairy and vegetables.
Hereford, Texas fit the needs of the Army.
So they came in and put a POW camp here for Italians. They had three compounds that would hold about 1,000 men each. And they added on a fourth compound, which made Hereford the second largest camp in the state of Texas. It had a capacity of almost 4,000.
POWs were evaluated and sent to various camps in the U.S.
So they sorted out the worst of the worst and sent them to a faraway place called Hereford. So we had some of the worst of that, and they had some of the most hardcore Nazis over in Reno, Oklahoma, get them far away from the coast.
And once in the camp, the POW's rank determined what they did.
Privates and corporals can be made to work. Sergeants can be administrative, and officers don't work. So they could volunteer.
But there's one more chapter to share about this town and this story. And it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Hereford, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
St. Gregory the Great Catholic School in Marysville celebrates National Catholic School Week this week. They strive to educate each child as a unique masterpiece of God in faith and academics, virtues and values, traditions and technology, so they may successfully navigate the modern world as disciples of Christ. Brought to you by St. Gregory's PTO in conjunction with KNDY.
Hi, I'm Reese, a fifth grader at St. Gregory School. Today we celebrate our teachers, staff, and volunteers. Of course, the activities we have done this week would not be possible without our teachers, staff, and volunteers. So today we will be treating them. At Mass, we plan to recognize all of our volunteers that help us all year. Even in this year with the virus, we have many people who are willing to take the time and come in and listen to us read, help teachers make copies, serve us our lunches, and many, many other things. Thank you for everything you do for us. Next, we thank our office staff for all their hard work and our lunch helper and classroom aides. Finally, we want to thank our teachers. The teachers have gone above and beyond starting last March when they were called to do remote teaching. We quickly learned that nothing takes the place of coming into the school building each day and being greeted in person by our teachers. The teachers are the heart of our school and we love them. Our PTO is planning a lunch for all of our teachers and staff. This afternoon, students will finish the week off with a movie. I think my favorite activity this week was collecting canned food to give to the food pantry. I look forward each year to celebrating Catholic Schools Week.
St. Gregory the Great Catholic School in Marysville celebrates National Catholic School Week this week. They strive to educate each child as a unique masterpiece of God in faith and academics, virtues and values, traditions and technology, so they may successfully navigate the modern world as disciples of Christ. Brought to you by St. Gregory's PTO in conjunction with KNDY.
If you want to count your chickens and get the same total every time, better build a chicken house to keep them in. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Find out why being cooped up is a good thing as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
I have a friend whose hen house started out as a homemade playhouse for her daughter. When the girl got too old for the playhouse, she got chickens. Morgan Farnell, an extension poultry specialist at Texas A&M University, says that's a pretty good match for the needs of poultry.
They do have free range and pasture poultry, but usually I like to have some kind of a building to at least get them out of the elements, you know, and especially my brood of chicks, they need a place where you can kind of bed down and keep them warm because, you know, baby chicks actually need external heat to survive that first week or two of life there, so they have to be kept pretty toasty there.
The playhouse conversion included nest boxes and divided the house into two rooms. One small room holds the feed bags and supplies. The larger room has roosts and nest boxes. About 2 square feet of space per laying hen is plenty of room. Chickens need a perch in the coop to sleep on. You should position them in the upper part of the hen house because the chickens like sitting high. Have a waterproof board installed below the perches to collect the excrement. And this also prevents the straw from getting dirty and makes cleaning the hen house easier. If you don't have a playhouse to begin with, Farnell says you could build a small, movable outbuilding fairly cheaply.
I've even seen folks use PVC pipe and a little bit of poultry netting and plastic sheeting to make kind of like a portable, well, they call it a chicken tractor, actually, which is kind of cool. Basically, you can move the pen around like your garden or pasture, what have you, and that way as the litter accumulates, you can move it to a fresh area of grass.
A coop like this also prevents a buildup of waste that could harbor germs. Find more ideas for henhouse construction at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the setting sun, let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Watching Pinnacle sporting events. The delicious appetizers, the commercials, and of course the big game are just a few of the things I enjoy about the day. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. I think about the players who make it to this point in their career. They don't achieve success by chance, but rather they spend their entire lives working toward this one moment. That's a lot of commitment.
Similarly, achieving financial clarity, well, it doesn't happen overnight. It requires us asking God daily how we should approach our finances. And it also takes some determination, strategy, and discipline. When you lean on God, you will have the strength to follow through with your financial roadmap and be empowered to effectively use the resources He's provided. Approaching your financial strategy with this mindset will be key to living the life you were created for. So take a moment to evaluate your current perspective on finances and identify some steps you can take every day to live a life full of meaning and gratitude.
A Minnesota survey shows cancer impacts on rural versus urban populations today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
While rural Minnesotans were less likely than their urban counterparts to get cancer, their cancer mortality rate was higher by comparison. This is from a study by the Masonic Cancer Center at the University of Minnesota School of Public Health, where Deanne Lazovich is a cancer researcher.
It's important to note that there are screening tests that can reduce the risk of death from colorectal, breast, and lung cancers. So higher death rates for these cancers may indicate that individuals in rural areas are less likely to be screened than Minnesotans living in urban areas. It's also possible that rural residents with cancer may have greater difficulty than urban residents accessing cancer treatments due to distance to a clinic or to cost.
Lazovich says the study found that of the most common types of cancers, rural men and women were more likely than urbans to get kidney and colorectal cancers. Rural men experienced more lung cancer and rural women more breast cancer.
We also found that rural residents face some unique challenges to participate in research, primarily due to the lack of research availability in the areas where they receive care and also getting to a study location where research might be going on. It could be more complicated.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
With 2020 in the past and the year 2021 already presenting challenges and uncertainty, the Girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance want you to know that we are here and available to help you with your insurance needs. If you have questions and want options on how to protect your properties and possessions, we will be glad to help. Give us a call at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Twin Rivers announces the $600 match sale. $600 equals $1,200 today at Twin Rivers Used Megastore in Beatrice. With your purchase of any used vehicle from our incredible selection financed through Chrysler, Plymouth, Dodge, you can now combine your $600 stimulus with our generous $600 match and drive away in the quality car or truck that you've been wanting. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. Our finance managers are waiting to help. See our selection today and take advantage of the extra $600 on us at Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street, Beatrice.
KNDY.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. President Biden's pick for EPA, North Carolina Environment Chief Michael Regan, is not tipping his hand on either the renewable fuel standard or the Waters of the U.S. rule. The Biden EPA will decide demand for billions of gallons of ethanol and millions of bushels of corn, soybean, and other crops as it makes untold regulatory, legal, and legislative RFS and WOTUS decisions.
The president has indicated that agriculture will have a seat at the table in this administration, especially as it relates to climate change. And there is a commitment that following the science and following the letter of the law, the intentions of the RFS, will be a top priority for us.
He was asked by Iowa Republican Joni Ernst if he intends to rescind the Trump Navigable Waters Protection Rule that undid WOTUS. Reagan said he'd review the issue as Biden has directed, but still talk with farmers.
Take a look at what do we need to do to provide some certainty to our farming community, especially our small farmers, so that decisions can be made and investments are not stranded on the sidelines.
At the American Farm Bureau Federation, WOTUS point person Don Parrish predicts Biden's EPA will face strong pressure from hard left Democrats to try, as Obama did, to regulate all United States water.
If they move back in the direction to remove clarity,
Parrish predicts Biden's EPA will face strong pressure from hard left Democrats. So far have ruled the Obama WOTUS exceeded EPA's Clean Water Act authority and Supreme Court precedent and would certainly end up at the high courts if renewed, except with a 6-3 versus 5-4 conservative majority. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
A new year means new savings and a new Kia from Midwest Kia. Start 2021 off right in one of over 200 new Kias in stock at Midwest Kia. Right now, you can drive with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. Plus, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $10,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia Sorento, Seltos, K5, and more. A brand new lineup and even more savings to start your new year off right. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example, 2020 K900. Stock number K8573.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Biden's nominee for the administrator of EPA, Michael Regan, promising to do a lot of traveling and listening to stakeholders and the public. He also promises agriculture will have a seat at the table when it comes to issues that affect it. His confirmation is all but certain, especially given the strong support from the ag community. At his hearing before the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works, the Secretary of the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality committed to visiting Alaska and West Virginia and said he would have an open-door policy. One of the biggest issues he could face is rewriting the Trump-era rule, redefining waters of the U.S., the wetlands, streams, and other features that are regulated by the Clean Water Act. Oh, by the way, the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee voted 13-4 to approve Jennifer Granholm's nomination as Energy Secretary. She joins USDA nominee Vilsack in line for a full vote by the U.S. Senate. The 108th annual K-State Cattlemen's Day moving to an online format due to COVID-19 and other restrictions on the campus in Manhattan. Now, registration is free, and you're encouraged to participate online via Zoom. Now, you need to register online, and so you can find that. Ken Oddy, a K-State professor and Cattlemen's Day co-chairman, said they're excited to host the 108th Cattlemen's Day. Although restrictions have led to transitions of this year's event, he said, excited about the lineup of speakers and topics that they will address. A featured speaker, Dr. Jason Lusk, as well as Jason Rumley and Robert Norris, summarized how COVID-19 pandemic has affected the U.S. beef industry from the processor to the producer, as well as beyond. Find out more at the K-State Department of Animal Science website or on Facebook. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Electricity keeps the farm humming, but if the wires come down, safety is your first concern. Stay away from them and keep your feet together on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
On the farm aren't something that most people pay attention to, but they can be deadly if they come down. Electricity always seeks the easiest and shortest path to the ground. So if your body touches a power source or even the ripple effect of a downed wire, it will attempt to travel through your body and can be fatal. Aaron Yoder is an assistant professor in the Department of Environmental, Agricultural, and Occupational Health at the University of Nebraska. He says you can't tell just by looking if a wire is live or not. So if you see a downed power line, stay away from it.
If you're away from it and you can make a call, call 911 and alert the authorities that the power lines are down, and they'll call out the appropriate people to do that. Sometimes the vehicles do come in contact with them, and then you need to do a little more evaluating. They tell you to stay in your vehicle as long as possible. Call for help.
If you're in a vehicle and there is a life-threatening situation like a fire, jump from the highest point as far as you can away from the vehicle. Yoder says it will have to be a gymnastic move.
But you're supposed to keep your feet together, because when you separate your feet, it creates a difference in electrical potential and can cause electrocution that way. So you keep your feet together and you hop away from the machine until you're a good 20 or 30 feet away from it.
If you can't hop, slowly shuffle your feet, keeping both feet constantly on the ground. Don't touch anything the line is touching, especially metal. However, if conditions are wet, non-metal objects such as soil, branches, even straw could be energized. I'm Jody Henke. Find more power line safety tips at agriculture.com.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for, or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, after a weak start, corn got to rallying a little bit, and now it's sunk back away. March corn down 1.5 at 548 and a quarter. May corn down 0.5 cent at 547. The back months are mixed. Kansas City wheat still holding on to some gains. March KC wheat up 5 1/4 at 624. May up 5.5 at 628.5. Soybeans looking pretty well. March beans, well, up 0.5 cent at 1373. May beans up 2 1/4 at 1371.5. The products remain mixed. March soybean meal is now down 60 cents at 432.50, but May is up 30 cents at 431.30. Bean oil is still struggling. March down 28 points at 44.66. May's down 20 at 44.04. So mixed numbers in the soy complex. Kansas City wheat continues to be reasonably strong today, and
corn has tanked once again. Cotton is way down. March cotton down 137 at 82.91. May cotton down 131 at 84.18. This is the opposite of what we saw yesterday with some huge gains in cotton. In the livestock complex, cattle not looking at all well. February live cattle down 22 at 116.22. April down 20 at 123.55. The back months are all negative. March feeder cattle down 105 at 138.45. April down 55 at 142.12. Again, the back months are all under pressure, so nothing positive in cattle. On the other hand, hogs look pretty decent. February hogs, 71.27. That's up a quarter. April hogs at 80.07. That's up 77. So a pretty decent look for hogs, while cattle continue to have issues today. February gold is now up $22.10 at $1,811 an ounce. April gold is up $22.70 at $1,813.90. We're also seeing plus signs with silver, copper, and platinum. So the metals markets are doing nicely today. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
120 years ago, the Lundgren family planted our roots in rural Gulf County, Kansas, and today the fourth generation is still on the land. We invite you to celebrate with us these milestones on Friday, February 19th, as we host our 20th annual Dollars and Cents production sale on the site of the original homestead. This year's offerings include 90 yearling Angus and Red Angus bulls, along with 26 yearling heifers. Sires represented include XR Monumental,
Basin Payweight 1682,
Haas Achievement,
Harley, and other top sires.
The cattle have all been genomics tested and evaluated through the dollar profit system. That's why we believe it makes sense to invest your dollars in LAR Genetics. Visit LundgrenAngusRanch.com to view a copy of our sale catalog and links to videos on all the cattle being offered. Better yet, join us at the ranch 10 miles south and 3.5 miles west of Gove on Friday, February 19th at 12:30. Call Blake at 785-410-3750 or Larry at 785-673-9047 with questions. That's Friday, February 19th for the 20th annual Lundgren Angus Ranch sale.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
There will be a land auction. 260 acres, more or less, in Elm Creek Township, located 7 miles south of Marysville on the West River Road. Auction Friday, February 19th, 10 a.m. for the Eddington Family Trust. This includes an irrigation system installed in the spring of 2017. The property includes 260 acres, more or less, listed at 60 acres dry land, 102 acres irrigation, 96 acres native grass, the remainder in tame grass. This irrigated and non-irrigated land auction of property in Elm Creek Township, located 7 miles south of U.S. 36 on the West River Road on the east side, will be sold at auction Friday, February 19th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at the American Legion in Marysville. For inspection or details, contact Donald Prell, Realty and Auction, Don Prell, Steve Prell, or Valerie Prell, brokers and auctioneers.
KNDY.
Since 1971, alumni and supporters have found ways to significantly contribute to their local FFA chapters. Outstanding FFA alumni and supporters, salute today's FFA youth. During February, with annual celebrations in local chapters and communities. And proud supporters of the FFA include Performance Ag, Pony Express Veterinary Clinic, Free CPA, Frontier Farm Credit, and the Blue River Veterinary Clinic.
The other day, I started talking to myself. We agreed. Just imagine, think of all the possibilities. There'll be too much love to go around. We believe that love can conquer all. So I keep it hid under your big
big old heart. Can I say, you gotta kick pride out of the way. You'll find love then, where it used to be. There'd be too much love to go around. But this man had a greater love than we'll ever find. He had too much love to go around. He can live in his love town. And he can turn things in the blink of an eye. He gets folks all to thinking about a world where there's too much love to go around. And he can turn.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1, KNDY, Marysville.